Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. So I've tried two of the telephone listen line numbers, and sure enough, they don't work. So I don't know what's going on at this moment, but when I do find out, I will let you know. So I'll play some calls during the breaks and after the broadcast if I'm not successful in figuring out what's going on. But it doesn't look good for the two numbers that I dialed. So, you know, and that's one of the things about preparedness. We know things are going to go wrong. So we bump along, everything's fine, and then something happens. And then things don't work or things break. It's like that on the farm every day. Things break every day. So we're used to it. We know some of the things that are going to break. We just don't know when they're going to break. Other things, we don't know that they're going to break, but they do break. And then there are all kinds of things that break. And who would ever think that the telephone listen line would go down and not be available for a couple of weeks? Who would think that? Well, or who would think that the company would go out of business? I don't know if they are or are not, but it's not working. So I've tried a couple. I've tried the one at TalkStream Live, which is 716-748-0109. And my call cannot be completed with that one. And the other one is the one that we've been giving out for years, which is 605-477-3249. That one doesn't work. So I'm going to try a few others that I have, and we'll see what's going on, and I'll let you know. Gwyneth Isaacs, back to you.
Yeah, okay. Getting back to this topic, you know, this is how surgeons have been trained forever. So if you look at a surgeon out there, he has to do an operation on 100 bodies, dead bodies, cadavers, before he will be allowed to do that same operation on a living person. So that means that every doctor, every surgeon that you see out there has 100 cadavers in his background, 100 dead bodies in his background, which means that the dead body market is very much alive and well, Vincent. It's just not something that people consider in their everyday lives. And, you know, there's something else that I would like to just mention quickly just before we go on. This surgery, this doctor's rooms that I saw in this dream, I was able to verify where it was. I went onto some archival historical maps of Liverpool, and I found the block of land that this house was built on, because it was a very unusually shaped house. It was wedge-shaped, and you see these wedge-shaped buildings from time to time in England, but they're not that common, but they do exist. And you know something, I was able to find this wedge-shaped block of land, and it was the only wedge-shaped block of land in the city, and it was near the Mersey River, probably only about 100 metres, you know, about 100 yards or 50 yards or whatever from the Mersey River, And it made sense, because what I was seeing in my past life work was that my father died of cholera when I was 17, okay? And that's the reason why I chose to go to sea. And, you know, there's so many other things in this past life as well. But the important thing is, I was able to find this block of land, and I went on Google Earth, and I actually was able to or Google Street Map, Street View, and I was able to locate where the block of land is in our modern world. And there is a road that basically leads directly up to where my front door would have been in that life. And that whole road used to be called Mersey Road, because it ran next to the Mersey River, okay? But these days, at some time in the last 300 years, somebody in the Liverpool Municipal Corporation decided that they were going to change the name of this road, Vincent. And, you know, they changed the name of the road to Shalona Road. And you might think, well, what's so important about that? Shalona Ogle was the man who killed Bartholomew Roberts by firing a round of grapeshot at his throat. You know, we don't know if it was Shalona Ogle personally or if it was one of his men. Probably it was one of his men. But he was the man in charge on that day. And that was my lover in that life, who, when we reincarnated, he reincarnated as my husband. But I'm convinced, because the road stops being Shalona Road directly where my front door would have been in that life. How's that? And it goes, it's Shalona Road, traveling, west into the middle of Liverpool for about a mile, maybe 2 miles, I don't know, maybe half a mile, I don't know. But for a certain distance, it's Shalona Road or Shalona Street. And anyone can verify this. They can go on to, they can just go and type in Shalona Street or Shalona Road, Liverpool, England, and they can see it. And it's at the far end, there's a block of what you would call in America HUD apartments. You know, they call them council flats in England. But that's probably not where the council flats are, probably where the road island is, just where that road ends. And it's amazing that I was actually able to see that. And I saw this dream and where that land was. But getting back to it, the jars of body parts are still there. Not in that building. That building's been demolished. But if you go into any teaching hospital, if you go into any university with a cadaver license, they have in the basement or, you know, in the anatomy department, they have shelves and shelves and shelves and shelves of human body parts and jars. And it's a big business. And everybody who thinks that they're being righteous and virtuous by donating their body to science when they die, or saying that, I'm going to tick yes on that organ donor card on my driver's license or however things run in your country, you have to be aware of the system that is there, because it ain't pretty. It is not pretty at all. And I need to advise people that if anyone out there who's listening to this broadcast is squeamish, you need to tune to another station, because what we're going to describe is pretty gory. Should I go on and describe what I emailed to you earlier, Vincent, or do you think it would be too much?
No, let's do it. If I'll tell you why. There are plenty of programs surrounding USA Prepares that are about political discussions. Things that you can learn about, oh, he sighed when he said such and such, or she said such and such, or it's our opinion that they meant such and such. You can listen to plenty of that. And when you do, and I was talking to Sunny Skidmore about this last night. She's the owner of a radio station. She's 90 years old, and we were talking about this. And she said that we were the only program on her radio station that told people how to do things. And all the other programs are about sports or are about politics. And when you're all done listening to sports and politics, there's absolutely nothing that you can take away from that and use in your daily life. There's nothing. So we're going to continue. We're going to raise the bar even higher. And yes, Gwyneth, please, please do. Oh, by the way, Gwyneth, I have been advised that we have too much of Norm Shealy, too much of Rick Miller, too much of Rich Sheban, and too much of Gwyneth Isaacs. Really?
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that was, you know, well, that happened a couple years ago.
Let's give these people something to squirm about.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And from my perspective, yeah. Norm and Gwyneth and Rick and Rich, they're not going anywhere unless they want to, okay? From my perspective, they're welcome here. So, Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. Now, this is for everybody out there who thinks that they're being righteous and virtuous by ticking the organ donor card. However it operates in your country, usually it's through the driver's license system, you know, where if you get in a car smash or whatever, then, you know, they're going to get your driver's license and they're going to say, oh, organ donor, all righty. I'll tell you what's going to happen to you if you're in a crash and you're unconscious. Maybe you've gotten whacked in the head, or maybe you were walking along and some a bandit came along with a firearm and held it up to your temple and pulled the trigger. Actually, you'd be dead then, so then you wouldn't have this problem. but let's say the injury wasn't quite so fatal, okay? Let's say that you'd survived, but you were in a very, very bad way, that you were unconscious. But you had ticked that organ donor card, and you said, yes, I want to be an organ donor. I'll tell you what's going to happen when you get to the hospital. You're going to be unconscious, or you're going to be barely conscious and not able to really object. But you have given your consent to this, and that gives them permission. And that's really, really important. Do not consent to anything they do. It's all harmful. Your family is going to get told, oh, well, you know, Joe Bloggs, your dear dad Joe, he's brain dead. And, we can't save him. He's in a coma. He's not going to wake up. So we want your permission. He's ticked his organ donor card, and we want your permission to go ahead and proceed with the process of organ donation. And it will probably be done in a nice smelling room, painted in pastel colors, with nice flowers.
Hold that thought.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps crafts are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just a quick update. I don't think I'm going to have information for you today about telephone listen lines, because all the ones I've tried don't work, and I'm having trouble finding information. So let me do some research after the broadcast, and I'll let you know what I have found out. So for now, you can go to GCNLive.com, and USA Prepares is listed. You can listen there, or you can go to YouTube, the Ron Gibson channel, and we're there. Or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can listen there, or you can listen to their archives, as well as the GCN archives. So, or you can just do a search on USA Prepares and see what you find. So those are the thoughts. That Gwyneth, we're talking about organ donors alive when their organs are harvested.
Yeah, they are. They're alive. So if you tick that organ donor card, you are going to be, the technical term is eviscerated. That means gutted out while you are alive without anesthetic. They can't give you anesthetic because anesthetics are a drug and they make the organs useless for transplant purposes, because any drug that they give you is going to go into the organs that they're going to have to transplant, and there might be somebody who has an allergic reaction to an anesthetic, so they can, you know, or that anesthetic or that substance that has been put into your system. Okay, so they can't have any drugs or anything like that in any of the organs that they are transplanting. It makes them useless for the transplant market purposes. And so you will be gutted out while you are still alive. If you might not be conscious, okay, but you know. You are getting the stories beginning to filter out from doctors who do this type of work, and they are saying that they have the unconscious person flailing around and this sort of thing, and they can track stress, they can track pain through things like breath rate, heart rate, particular hormone levels like adrenaline, adrenochrome, and this sort of thing. And they're going to gut you out alive if you tick that card that says, yes, I want to be an organ donor. And your family will be completely oblivious of everything that's going on. They'll be in a nice, centered chapel with a statue of Jesus and Mary standing there. You know, I love Jesus. I love Mother Mary as well. I don't pray to Mary, but I think that Mother Mary is a lovely lady. I've got nothing against Jesus and Mother Mary, but it's the hypocrisy, Vincent, where they've got the family who are grieving in a pastel, sweetly scented little chapel. Well, meanwhile, their relative is being gutted out alive. And you might say, well, why isn't this person screaming? That's very easy to fix. The voice box is a very easy instrument to disable medically. I can tell you that.
That's done.
I'm just saying.
That's done on. Yeah. That's done in puppy mills. Where they raise puppies to be lab experiments, and they will cut the vocal cords so you won't hear these dogs scream and bark, and they're absolutely silent. And the other thing that they do, Gwyneth, is they put tape. They tape the eyes shut so that the medical team doesn't see the excruciating pain in the eyes of the person who is just being murdered.
Yeah, they're going to murder you. You've hit the nail on the head, Vincent. They're not going to try and save your life. You're not going to be there in an ICU for weeks or months in a coma. They're going to gut you out while you are still alive. Do not sign that organ donor card. Never, ever give permission for your body parts to be used in the transplant market.
And sold. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Things have gone to a whole new level on Capitol Hill.
This is the first in a series of public hearings the committee will be holding as part of the House's impeachment inquiry.
That's California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Panel. As the hearing opened, the key question involving whether the president and his administration tried to push Ukraine's leaders to investigate Democrats in return for military aid. A federal investigation announced a short time ago into Google's so-called Project Nightingale program. It analyzes people's medical information so as to give healthcare providers more insight and suggestions for treating patients, but the Department of Health and Human Services is concerned that the project may violate medical privacy law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
It's gonna be sliding.
Today,
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. George, New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Gwyneth. I wasn't going to weigh in today, but just this subject happened to just hit a chord because I know something about it in the sense that I know, for example, in England, they apply anesthesia to the person before they harvest the organs, whereas here, they don't apply anesthetics when they hire the when they harvest the organs. And the other thing is too is that I worked in a job where part of my responsibility was to monitor a certain segment of the nursing home people. And I heard of a case when I was there that for about 10 years, a man had been in a coma. He had been in an iron lung, and he came to after 10 years and obviously had a lot of questions. And I'll spare you the details on that, but I'll just say that even if you opt out where you don't fill in, do you want to become an organ donor? It doesn't really go anywhere. In other words, it kind of is neutral. And there's no such condition as brain dead. That's not.
Yeah,
a medical
I was
going condition.
To mention that. That you're
no.
right, George. You're
no,
right.
No.
If your brain is really dead, then the rest of you is dead too. That's really, really not true. It's a con. It's a lie.
It's a con. And they say, like, a heart, for example, is worth as much as $1 million to a hospital in a heart transplant. And are either of you familiar with the writings of a David Palladies? He has Missing 411. Have you ever heard of
no.
him? Well, something that I think
no.
you'll
no.
find very interesting and
please,
fascinating.
Please share that, George. Please share
all right.
that.
There's a situation going on in our national parks where thousands of hikers have disappeared. And when I say disappeared, I mean these are people who oftentimes are very experienced. Many of them are doctors. Many of them are of German descent. Many of them are men and women who are at the peak of their physical condition, where they're avid hikers, avid athletes, and they disappear under circumstances that when the search and rescue moves in, what tends to be a pattern that Mr. Palladies, who was a former police detective and has a very wide-ranging background, he delved into it and did a lot of research. He has a team, and he's written a number of books. And what it concerns is that when these people go missing, sometimes right under the noses of their companions, they were either last in line, first in line, or they just turned around the trail, or they were just heading back a very short distance just to receive something, never to be seen again. They said when they disappeared and report, invariably a weather pattern that will settle in suddenly, and it will last for days, if not a week. And it will really put a damper in the search operations. They said if they call in tracking dogs, more often than not, the tracking dogs in these cases don't want to track. They might go in a circle and then just lay down as if they've literally quite disappeared in thin air. And what I'm saying is that they're also finding in Australia this is happening, and in England, in Manchester, England, they're finding a lot of these people who disappear out of clubs. A lot of college-age men are disappearing out of clubs, and then a week later they'll be found face down in water that might come up not even to your knees. And when they do the autopsies, they find that these people weren't in the water for a week. So wherever they're being taken, more often than not, the people don't come back. They said that the National Park Service is mum on it. They don't even keep a database on missing persons within the park. And this Mr. Palladies, P-A-L-I-D-E-S, just under Missing 411, you'll find that, not to go on and on, I'll just say that he was approached by concerned park rangers and foresters who came to him, sat down and said that they were familiar that he was a writer and they knew about his law enforcement background and his contacts. They asked him to look into it because it was really bothering a lot of the people when they'd be involved in these searches that children would disappear. And like I said, that same pattern emerged in these cases. And he's talking about, like I say, millions of people go into those places, but I'm beginning to wonder if there may not be. He won't come to a conclusion because he doesn't have the answer yet, so he'll keep his integrity and the validity of his research, but he presents the facts and he lets you draw to your own conclusions.
I just looked up Missing 411, and it's a video. And it's darn expensive. It looks like $40 to $60 for.
Well, though, you know what that is, yeah, Vincent. There are people scalping it who will buy it, but he sells them on his on a website between $15 and $25, depending on what book it is. But they said there are people who are buying books like on Amazon. Or they're buying books, and they're scalping them, putting them up on places like Amazon. I'm not blaming Amazon for this, but individuals, they'll mark it up to $75 and $100, and he makes it emphatically. He's a guest on many, many programs. You might be a very interesting guest for you, Vincent, too. And I, you'll find he's a very
honorable
gentleman. What?
Do you, yes. Do you have his contact information?
I can try to get it. But Gwyneth, I think you'll find it fascinating because it's in Australia as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm aware of
I'll try to get it.
Person cases that fit that profile. There was actually a fellow, and he was called the backpacker murderer or the backpacker killer. He's never going to get out of prison. His name is called Ivan Milat. And he went and killed a bunch of backpackers up in the Belanglo State Forest, which is about 2 hours' drive from here, on the Victoria-New South Wales border. And, he made about a dozen people disappear, and then one or two people escaped from him, and they went to the police, and the police got him. But there's another famous missing persons case that fits that profile, and that's the murder or presumed murder of Elizabeth Membry. That's M-E-M-B-E-R-Y. And she was working at a hotel at a tavern in Bayswater in Melbourne. And she left work and went to walk home and was never seen again. And it was something like a 1 kilometre, half a mile walk home. I was living in Bayswater at the time, and I can tell you for sure there were some really, really evil, criminal, creepy type people hanging around Bayswater in the middle of the night at that time, and I suspect that's probably what happened to Elizabeth Membry. So maybe that doesn't quite fit the profile of them just, you know, dropping back from the walk and just not being seen again. There are a lot of missing persons cases.
Gwyneth, can I ask you this question? I'm told there's an area, and Vincent, you'll find this interesting too, that there's certain areas that the Native Americans over the centuries and the Aborigines in Australia would avoid, like the plague. And I believe in Australia there's a place called Black Mountain. Now, I'm going from memory. I might be off, Gwyneth, but are you familiar with that or something similar to that? That they said a lot of people have disappeared around that area and that there's a lot of activity going on that, in other words, that has been there since maybe the dawn of time that the Aboriginal people just completely avoided.
Actually, I actually heard a story about something similar to that in this local area. And my son and I actually laughed at it at the time. But maybe it's not something, actually I know that this particular mountain to this day, it's actually in this municipality, and to this day, white people, witches, devil worshippers go to this place and they do ceremonies there on a particular mountain in this particular, in this municipality. Okay, in this general area, there is a mountain. There's lots of mountains in this area, but this particular mountain, the devil worshippers go there to this day, and they do ceremonies there. And but you look at the Aboriginal history of this mountain, And it's always been a place that's had real bad juju, as the voodoo people would say. It's a very unlucky place. And there's a town at the foot of this mountain, and that town, it's got a high crime rate. It's only got about 100 people living in this town, but the crime rate on this place is absolutely phenomenal. It's notorious for violent crime in the local area, but there's only about 100 people live in this little hamlet. And I was looking in a historic, you know, document of a police report going back 150 years, talking about this little hamlet 150 years ago, and it said, and this police report said, we need an extra constable here. The crime rate in this place is phenomenal. It's just a really, really violent place, and this town happens to be at the foot of the mountain where the devil ceremonies happen, where Satanists meet to this day and go and have satanic ceremonies up on the mountainside. How's that? That sort of thing happens. You know, and you look at the Aboriginal history of that same mountain, and they say that, you know, a 10-mile-long dragon lives in this place. That's what they say. They say, and it wraps itself around the mountain. And my son and I actually laughed at it when we heard the story, because we thought that's the most ridiculous thing we've ever heard. But since you bring it up, maybe they were seeing something on a spiritual level, because actually there really is something very evil in that place. And, yeah, it's just a really, really, really unfortunate place. And anyone who, I know people who live there who moved there thinking that they were moving into a nice, peaceful, quiet little country town, and little did they know what was going to go on there. It's always been like that. Is that the sort of thing you're talking about, George?
Yes, but like I say, they say in some of these areas on the old maps, they might call it Devil's Den or some other thing. That, in other words, it was a place that was associated with evil, or that it had that name for a reason. And it wasn't always clear why or the wherefores, but I know this man who did the research, Mr. Palladies, said that he seems to come up with clusters like in Yosemite. I don't know if you've heard of anything like this yourself, Vincent.
Sure. George, did you want to hold through the break?
If you don't mind, I don't mean to interfere with what you...
Sure.
Hi, this
sure.
is George Norrie. Yeah. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And George is with us in New Hampshire. George, I want to thank you for connecting USA Prepares and Phil Hudock. And he'll be on again this Friday, hour number one. So, in case unless you want to follow Phil Hudock's information, hour number one on Friday. And I really appreciate that, George. George, you had a couple other comments?
Well, just a couple of quick comments would be, one is, I told you a long time ago that David Rockefeller lived to about 104, 106 years old. And he wasn't, if you looked at him, he wasn't really what you'd call a fine specimen in terms of physical fitness or anything like that. But it came in my research that he had had as many as 6 heart transplants. Most people have to be on a waiting list for quite a time and be fortunate enough that they live so long as to, be taken on the list, taking off the list for an operation of that sort. Henry Kissinger has had as many as 4. And yet, if you notice, they're exceptionally long-lived, over 100 or towards 100. And I noticed that in these disappearances, a lot of very athletic people who've been on those trails, very experienced people, you would say it was almost like if you could go into a catalog and just put in an order and then basically sit back and wait until somebody delivers an exceptional example. And then also the doctors and physicists that have disappeared, that when they were running or hiking, just disappeared. It would be ideal for some place like the North Koreans, who I know kidnap people like in Japan and places like that. They'll kidnap people, bring them back to North Korea for whatever particular demand there is for whatever program or their expertise. I can't help thinking that, you know, it's happening here, it's happening to us, and technologies are being used. And the last thing I'll just say is, Mr. Powell, oh, by the way, I want to thank you for having Phil Udock on for the service. You'd be interested in this. I wish you lived in the United States, Gwinnett, because this would be right up your alley and would be, I think, a passport to true freedom for you from a lot of the encroachments and other things that have been going on, which I say my prayers for you. And I mean, I know the audience does, and Vincent, we all pray for you over there, because I know you've had to basically take the hit for standing up for your convictions. But I'll just say, with that peace treaty 2020, Phil Udock, he went through the whole process, as you know, Vincent, and I want to thank you for because this could be a way for us to get out from under citizenship and into what the constitutional founders truly wanted for us. And what God is that we're not citizens of a corporate United States. We're children of God that have God-given rights. And that's the fundamental. There's that kleptocracy and this legal corporation that's grown up amongst us, and it's totally anathema. It's totally anti-freedom, even though it poses with certain names on its things. And that's all I'll say. It was a pleasure talking to both of you. God bless. Bye-bye.
George, thank you so much. George is a really brilliant guy. I love it when he calls, and he's a dear friend. Gwyneth, I think we have exposed the deception of the organ donation program, that you are alive when this happens. And literally, if you do some research and just type organ donor, you'll come up with some images that are pretty horrific. And it's legalized murder. And your eyes will be taped shut. That's so you can't see what's going on while you're being eviscerated. And, you know, Gwyneth, it seems like this is just one step removed from drawing and quartering, isn't it?
Well, yeah. That's exactly what it is. Except you're not a treasonous, evil person that this deserves to happen to. You know, Joe Blow down the road.
So when your family member is in the hospital and the doctor comes over and says, look, there's no hope, we've got brain dead body there, we can make some good use of it, how would you like, you know, to be an organ donor? Families, you really need to pay attention. And I'd be pretty furious if my family said, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, cut him up and sell his parts while he's alive. Make sure you tape his eyes shut. Let me tell you what, I've been through a procedure that is not quite like that, but I've been strapped down on an operating table, my legs strapped down, my chest strapped down, my torso strapped down, my head strapped down, a thing was stuck in my mouth. It's like trying to eat a silver dollar size, a toilet tissue tube. So it's like trying to eat one of those, but plastic. And you can't move. The only thing you can do is wet your pants, blink, and sweat. Thanks so much for being with us, Gwyneth.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.